Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
What a great day to be at the track. It's Black Eyed Susan Day. My name is John Patty, along with Mary Beth Marsden, and we have been here since 2 o'clock. The gates opened at 9:30. This is a real practice day for Preakness Day tomorrow, and I think they've succeeded, Mary Beth, with Black Eyed Susan
Day. And there's some big stakes at stake as well, and we just saw when the Black Eyed Susan stakes just went off. We have three more races today. And, you know, so much about these horse races, and even today, and of course Preakness, is all about the fashion. You know, the women are wondering what to wear, particularly the women, but the men, the guys go all out too. And it's all about the hats.
The hats.
Right? So
I'm sure right now people are thinking about tomorrow's hats.
Right, and if you haven't planned for that, it's not like you have a lot of hats usually in your closet unless you come to the Preakness every year. But there's still places where you can get them. I talked with Betsy Wendell, who's the owner of Octavia 2 at Cross Keys in Baltimore, and they got a shipment of hats in boxes just yesterday because they sold out, and they're going to be open late tonight. And she talks about what's trending and what they have in stock.
Let's go.
Wow, these are great.
Thank you. These are gorgeous. These are from Coke in New York. He does some of the finest designs for American women in horse racing. And all the designers. He works for Zach Posen and Carolina Herrera. He does all the designs for everything that goes down the runway.
So. Betsy, I can't believe this close to the race that you are still unpacking boxes.
Absolutely. We had to reorder the bags. It was so popular. And customers weren't just buying one. They were buying a couple. One for the Black Eyed Susan Day, the other for Preakness, and people are just very excited about it. It's a good year for a hat.
Are there different kinds of hats that people prefer, or you have all kinds?
Well, we do have all kinds of hats. I actually prefer a very large brim hat. It's a very sunny day most of the time out at the track, so you want to cover. That's the point of wearing it. So, I mean, but we carry church hats and smaller brimmed hats for the ladies who can't handle a bigger brim.
And the flowers, I mean, to me, that's kind of a must.
Yeah, the flowers are the best part. I love it. All that.
The tulle. I mean, look at this.
This is incredible. This is like a meringue. It's so gorgeous. And it's got all the baby roses and the tulle and pretty lace details all over the hats. I love the feathers. This one has amazing flowers all over it and the lace tulle. It's a great detail, as well as the ribbons. We tie the ribbons around the hats to match up with their dresses, coordinate the colors.
So these hats, I mean, they're really tailored individually. So they're handmade. They're kind of pricey for some people, right?
Some of them are pricey. We have hats starting at $30 for sort of a straw number. And some of them go up to as much as $1,100. They're really the couture style. So there is something for everyone. And what we try to do is, with our seamstress's help, coordinate a color around your hat. And if we can't tweak it perfectly, we'll put a different ribbon on the hat. We'll add feathers or flowers to incorporate your dress and tie the whole outfit together.
Is anything in particular trending to you?
Well, the fascinator is still, you know, fascinating for many of us. I love a big bow, but the fascinator to me, which is big with the royal wedding, and so I think it's great. I think it's fun. I think it makes people smile. I love it. It's not necessarily the item you would go to for a horse race. Again, the idea is to cover yourself from the sun.
Okay, so you've been to the Preakness many times. So,
many.
And just describe for people who haven't really experienced the whole thing and the hat and the dress and the outfit, what it's like, sort of how it feels. We don't wear hats as women in this country so much.
No,
so
we don't.
It really
we
feels
don't.
Special.
It really does. And if you've never been to the Preakness, you should definitely go. It's like it's Maryland's greatest gem. I mean, it's like the most special day. We are internationally recognized. It's just a beautiful thing. People from all over the world. So we want to show ourselves off in the best light. And so wearing a hat, putting the hat on, it changes people's feelings about themselves. It makes them smile. They feel sexy. The other thing everyone tells me when they wear a hat is all the men look at them. They love it. They talk to them. They smile at them. There's just something about it. It's mysterious.
That's a man magnet. I didn't know.
It's a man magnet. There you go, Mary Beth.
So you're getting hats still in. So obviously a lot of women are very last minute. They're going to come running into the shop.
Right.
Are you staying open late? How are you going to handle
that? We're staying open late. We're open 8 to 8, Friday and Saturday. Well, Saturday we'll close a little bit earlier. But 8 to 8, we're here for all the people coming from the hotels. Many times people leave stuff behind. They got to come in and get a new outfit. And then particularly on Saturday morning, as the weather changes, they may call for storms, and then the weather burns through, and it's a beautiful sunny day, so they have to come in and change their whole outfit. and then their hat. We always say that if you get another hat, we won't tell anyone that you brought another one along. It's okay.
All right. Betsy Wendell, owner of Octavia, the new shop at Cross Keys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I never knew there was such a process just to get a hat.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, I already have my hat on for tomorrow.
It's a cap.
Okay. Well, my head's in the executive protection program. So. But that sounded great. And I'm sure Octavia Boutique there will do a booming business.
I hope they're busy.